Welcome to the second part of the Prospect podcast on managing change. In the first part of this podcast, we looked at ways in which you could increase your ability to anticipate and engage with change before it occurs. In this section, we will look at some ways to deal constructively with change whilst it's happening to you. Because change tends to have a larger negative impact when we have less control over the situation, in this podcast, I will assume that we are dealing with imposed organisational change, such as restructuring or redundancy, rather than change you've initiated yourself. First, we look at how to deal with the emotional responses that sometimes make it hard for us to manage change appropriately. Our emotions are good at letting us know that we need to do something in response to what's happening around us. However, they're not always effective at helping us to pick the right course of action in a complex situation. For example, if we are afraid or anxious because of the uncertainty about change, we can become hypersensitive to threats, whether real or imagined. This can lead us to spot malicious conspiracies behind every action and to suspect every motive. This in turn makes it hard for us to find out what's really going on, because we filter the information we receive, looking for the threats. It also makes it hard to cooperate with others, because we end up suspecting everyone. Getting angry can sometimes be a good thing, because it prompts us to act. Unfortunately, anger also makes us less conscious of the possible dangers in our actions. If we're driven by anger, we can become too impulsive and reckless, failing to think through the potential consequences or implications of what we do. Often during the early stages of change, there is a limit to what we can do to influence things. We experience a loss of control and we feel like nothing we do will make a difference. This state of helplessness can become a habit. We stop trying to influence things, and that often means that we fail to spot opportunities to act when they do emerge, because we've stopped looking. When we run the Career Plus workshops, we address the emotions provoked by change early on within the course. And when we do this, the participants often start to see opportunities for action that they hadn't been aware of before or are dismissed as pointless. One of the first steps in dealing with unhelpful emotional reactions is to become more consciously aware of your emotions by identifying and naming them. This is a way of bringing them under your control and a way of activating the clear thinking part of your brain and giving it more resources. The handout entitled Your Response to Change will help you to stop and think about your emotional reactions. It may be worthwhile to do this exercise on a regular basis throughout the change process to monitor any changes in how you feel about things. You can also consciously choose to adopt attitudes that are more likely to help you deal with the change and produce positive outcomes. Here are five useful ones. Number one, curiosity. Seeking to understand and showing a genuine interest in things often prompts people to reveal more than fear-inspired, suspicious demands for information. Curiosity makes you think about what you need to learn. Number two, optimism. This isn't about assuming that everything will turn out wonderfully. It's about actively looking for potential upsides and learning opportunities in every situation, even the negative ones. Number three, determination. If you're not listened to or you don't get the information you need the first time, don't give up. Sometimes you just have to be politely persistent and keep reminding people of your needs. Number four, flexibility. Persistence is good, but not if you just do the same ineffective things over and over again, hoping for a different result. Flexibility prompts you to ask, how else could I approach this that might produce different things? Number five, courage. Courage, like anger, enables you to act and to take risks. But unlike anger, courage allows you to act in full awareness of the potential implications of your actions. One way to foster these positive attitudes and responses is to regularly ask yourself two questions. One question is, if I demonstrate curiosity, optimism, determination, flexibility, or courage in this situation, what benefits might that have? And the second question is, how would I go about demonstrating curiosity, optimism, determination, flexibility, or courage in this situation? Another way to help you cope more constructively with change is to remind yourself of what is important to you and to reinforce your self-image. The second handout that accompanies this part of the podcast is an exercise on roles and goals. It's based on research which shows that something called self-validation can make you better equipped to deal with potentially threatening or uncertain situations by giving you a stronger sense of your own identity and purpose. This provides you with a compass to navigate your way through change, and it helps you to make decisions about the future in face of uncertainty. But it's not just about helping you to cope better with change. In some cases, by thinking constructively, you may be able to influence the course of change. During the depths of the recession, there were numerous examples of workers suggesting alternative ways to face the financial difficulties that their organizations were facing. Offering to take temporary pay cuts in order to save jobs that might have been lost by managerial-led changes, for example. People who make decisions about organizational change sometimes make bad choices because they don't have all the information they need, and they're not aware of all the possible options that would enable them to make good choices. Even the best leaders will have blind spots, things that they don't realize that they don't know about, or don't realize they need to take into consideration. Rather than just assuming that they should know and complaining about the bad decisions, you may be in a position to provide them with the one piece of information that helps them to make a better decision, especially if you seek the help of your union. The final accompanying handout, Preparing to Give Feedback on Change, takes you through a process of putting together ideas and suggestions that might help managers to make better change decisions. It also indicates ways of presenting your arguments that might increase your chances of being taken seriously. Remember that senior managers are human beings too. They're quite likely to be sensitive to possible threats to their status and accusations about their intentions. So the more you think about how to handle it, the more likely you are to succeed. You may think that their decisions and actions are stupid. You may be right, but telling them that straight is likely to activate their defense mechanisms. You might make yourself feel better for a while by making them feel bad, but you'll not be heard and you'll not get your point across. That's it for part two of this podcast, looking at how you navigate change. In part three, we look at how you deal with change that's recently happened and how you learn from it.